Are there any characters in the town that you know of?
What, now or then?
Oh, any time between, any time.
Benny Bell.
Benny Bell?
Yeah.
Who was he?
He used to live on that corner of Meadow Lane. He was the actual builder of the bungalows that we moved into.
Yeah.
And he was a right character. It was one of these, the old farmer type that would go round in his welly boots, the oldest pair of trousers you could find that didn't fit him, with a bit of string round for his belt, and a jumper on that had so many holes in it, and the old flat cap. So he was the character. And when we used to go and play down the bottom of Delph Road, his bungalow, it was the only one, I think, in Highcombe at the time that had its own swimming pool in the back garden. It went down the lane and it actually came onto the back of Delph Road.
Right.
And it was actually his land. So we got chased off no end of times.
That's what kids did that. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. But he was the character, I suppose, at the time. He was always there. Didn't matter what you do, I suppose it's like the local policeman. Every time he turned round, Benny Bell was there. You know. And he'd be going around, and I don't know if it's a Jag or not, he's got this big car. And all the kids wanted to be friends with his daughter. Because you could go and use a swimming pool.
Yeah.
So I think that was a bit of a
method in your madness.
Oh, yeah. You want to go around there, be friends with her, with Tracy, and that was it. You were in. The parties. He used to hold parties there around the swimming pool and all the local kids would be in. So yeah, it was very much a character at the time of building, I wouldn't say he built the best bungalows in the world, but